eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side,
shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize when we ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the game show floor and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys, Walt Disney World and Universal Planning Podcast. We're your ghost host this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm the Dominator, Derek.
Greg.
What?
Please stay, I'm going to dominate this game.
Please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. Go ahead and pull on those safety bars because we won't be doing that for you. This is milestone episode number 249, Disney Parks Password. That's right. It's back, ladies and gentlemen.
But not just Disney.
By request.
If you want to listen to our previous Password episodes, you can go to episodes number 17, 25, 51, 97, 124, 160, and 185.
The last two episodes have been by request. This has been another
request. Last week, it's raining mail, which I believe we have one more question to get through.
We do. It was a lengthy one from before.
Okay. So.
You want me to go in and do that?
Yeah, why don't we... Who's it from?
This is from George Bradford III.
Okay.
I'm not sure where he's from.
Sorry we didn't have time to get to all these.
Yeah, sorry, George.
Yeah, I think this was the last
one. Rick Grimes took too much time.
Yeah.
And Cletus and...
Yeah. And we do need to say thank you to Dad Lightyear for getting all those people in contact with us.
Yeah.
Even though we didn't really answer some of those questions.
Vive la France.
I don't think any of them needed an answer.
That's true.
I don't think they had an answer.
I don't know. The mama with 12 kids did.
Yeah, Joanne.
She
Joanne.
Probably needed somewhere else.
Well, she needed our help 4 years ago.
Yeah. No, that was Joey. Joey needed our help 4 years ago, too. Sorry.
Yeah, we've not done a good job. What's our question from George Bradford III?
Dear Triple G, I trust this message finds you all in the utmost splendor and mirth, for I find myself in dire need of your esteemed counsel. As a gentleman of discerning taste and boundless wealth, I'm preparing to grace Universal Studios with my esteemed presence along with my progeny and, of course, my modest entourage. Now, while I'm accustomed to the finer things in life, chauffeured limousines, caviar brunches, and bespoke suits woven from the finest unicorn hair, I must admit, the realm of the theme parks is a veritable labyrinth of perplexity for one such as myself. Pray tell, how does one navigate the treacherous waters of Universal Studios without soiling one's Gucci loafers? Or succumbing to the vulgarities of common folk? Is there a VIP entrance reserved for those of us who prefer our queues short and our champagne flutes full? Is there any kind of highly esteemed rental properties that would be comparable to Disney's DVC program? Are you aware of such a program? And what of the attractions? My offspring have expressed a desire to frolic with minions and cavort with superheroes. Yet I remain skeptical of these plebeian pastimes. Might there be a private viewing area where I can observe from a safe distance, shielded from the rabble and their raucous revelry? Furthermore, I am perplexed by the notion of dining amidst the masses. Is it possible to arrange a private feast prepared by a Michelin-starred chef, served atop a golden chariot pulled by swans? Or shall we be forced to endure the indignity of cafeteria fare like mere mortals? In conclusion, dear Grim Grinning Guys, I beseech you to illuminate the path to a Universal Studios experience befitting a gentleman of my stature, for I am but a humble aristocrat in search of amusement, and it would be a travesty to waste my considerable fortune on anything less than perfection. Yours in opulence and ostentation. George Bradford III, a wealthy connoisseur of extravagance.
George needs to be on Rich and Famous episode we had a few years ago.
I like how he described himself as a humble aristocrat.
Yeah, there's nothing humble about George.
Lots of humility there.
Yeah.
Look, this is what I think George need to do. You need to contact me right away at Matthew at Share the Magic Travel, and I can upsell you on any special VIP experience.
He would put you in the best suite at Hard Rock Studios.
George, we will make all your dreams come true. You can spend as much money as you want to make all that happen.
And Matthew will make sure of that.
And but that's Matthew at sharethemagictravel.com.
That's correct.
What?
Whoa. Derek got it right.
Don't chance me getting it.
Wow. He had me until he asked about a chariot being having a Michelin star chef cooking for him on a chariot pulled by swans.
That's where he lost you, huh?
That's where he.
I think he created some words there like I have in the past. Some of those I hadn't heard.
What he? A man of wealth and
opulence?
I don't know. Plebeian sounds like a.
When's the last time you referred to your kids as your offspring?
Need some medication for that. Plebeian.
Well, guys, let's play Disney Plus.
Yes,
Password.
It's back to Password.
Hey, so we've got a. So the original plan was to do 5 Walt Disney World passwords, 5 Disneyland passwords, and 5 Disney Cruise Line passwords.
Ooh.
But Derek told me that idea was dumb, since neither of you have ever been on a Disney cruise.
I think those exact words, too.
That was probably.
It wasn't like, that's stupid.
So instead, we're going to go 5 Disney World, 5 Disneyland, 5 Universal Orlando. How's that sound?
Okay.
All right. Are you ready, guys? You know the rules of the game. The clues will get progressively more easier.
Easier. Okay.
Okay. But we're going to start with Disney World. Okay.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Are we doing all 5 from Disney World?
Yes. All
around?
5 from Disney World right now while you're thinking about it. You ready, Greg?
Well, I was just going to give a shout out to who asked for this episode again.
Oh, yeah.
Let me see if I can find
it. Wasn't Lord Bradford the third?
I hope it wasn't Joy.
It wasn't Lord Bradford or Joy.
I don't think he was a lord.
Oh,
he was a humble aristocrat. How dare you speak ill of George Bradford?
See. This comes from this password episode comes back because Samantha Wright asked if we could do this again.
Samantha
said,
did she ask in 2019?
No, this was like 4 weeks ago.
Was
she
this an
asked,
email? What's this on?
This was on Facebook on Google and Guys. She said, could we get a code word episode, which I think she meant password. But Samantha, this is for you.
And I am the host.
Yes.
Are you ready, guys?
We're ready.
Now, listeners, remember, play along at home.
This is riveting.
Shout at your screen or whatever you're listening to.
Okay, can you remind us how we play?
Well, I'm going to give you some words, and you're going to try to guess what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Okay.
Do we both get a chance, or we just shout
you just
it out?
Shout them out.
Okay.
Yeah, Mike. All right. I mean, Mike.
Here we go.
This usually ends in a tie, correct?
No, I'll go ahead and tell you, each of the 4 parks and Disney Springs is represented in these 5 questions.
So that limits.
Okay.
At the end, we'll know where we're at.
Yep.
Oh.
Here we go.
You're smart.
Here's your first clue. Dance.
Hey, speaking of, have you seen the new Jimmy Fallon password?
No.
It's pretty good.
I hadn't watched any of
it. I like it a lot. It's pretty good.
Second clue.
Dance.
Jackhammer.
Dance.
I don't know that dance.
Jackhammer.
Wait.
Uh-oh. Craig's on to something. Dance. Jackhammer.
Would this be... Muppets?
No.
Oh.
It's not Muppets.
Where are we at again? I'm sorry.
He didn't say where.
Yeah, you know, Disney World.
Okay.
Yeah. Dance, Jackhammer. Clue number 3.
Because I had a guess for Disneyland.
Oh, okay.
Clue number 3. Replacement.
Ooh.
Replacement. Nice. Dance, Jackhammer.
Dance Revolution.
Replacement.
Dance is throwing me off.
Somebody, I got an idea. Futrell is at home screaming at the...
Dance. Say it again. Dance. Jackhammer.
Replacement.
Replacement.
I'm not good at this anymore.
I was never good at it.
Clue number 4. 2D.
2D. Okay, so it's a show.
2D.
All right. Replacement. Jackhammer.
Dance. 2D. Let's say 2.5D. And here's your last clue.
Mickey Minnie's Runaway Railroad.
That's correct. That is correct. Point for Derek.
Oh, Jackhammer. I was trying to think where I saw the Jackhammer.
Yeah.
That's where the Jackhammer is.
Pete is running the Jackhammer.
Yes, and the dance.
He danced with
good.
Daisy.
That was good, Matthew.
My last clue was trackless. We've been trackless. So Derek is on the board. Go ahead and get that.
2.5 clicked with me.
Craig, go ahead and hit us with that sound effect where he gets the point. Here. Ding. Okay. Point for Derek. Derek's up 1-0. Here's our next password. Leaving soon? First clue is leaving soon.
Not leaving so soon.
Leaving soon. No, not leaving so soon. That's not it. Clue number two. Targets.
Oh.
Targets.
Buzz Lightyear.
I don't know what it's called.
It's not Buzz Space Ranger Speed.
It's the
Frontierland
Arcade.
Frontierland Shooting Arcade.
Man,
that is correct.
Derek. Leaving so it says that leaving so soon.
Well,
leaving soon.
They think they're
fixing there's a rumor that it might be leaving.
DVC lounge.
Yeah, they're turning it.
That's not fair because I wasn't privy to that knowledge.
Oh.
The next clue was blanks, followed by cowboy. So Derek is on a roll. Craig.
He always is. He dominates in this thing. He said, "I don't know what I'm doing.
Hey,
I'm not good."
Don't worry. When cruise line category comes up, you'll get it.
Because so we wiped out.
That's Hollywood Studios.
Hollywood Studios and Magic Kingdom.
Here we go. Extinct.
Extinct.
Dinosaur.
Extinct.
Extinct. It's not treasures. Dinosaur.
Nope. Extinct. Clue number two. Why did they?
I'm liking these clues.
It sounds like, will it fit? How'd it fit?
Why did they?
Why did they and extinct?
Why did they?
I love the music too. Extinct. Why did they?
Clue number three. Drafted.
Ooh. So it was pre-World War II.
No. Drafted.
Extinct. Why did they?
Extinct makes me go to Animal Kingdom. I'm trying to help Craig.
What? Extinct? Some. Why did they?
We're just talking.
Drafted. This one's going to give it away.
Mm.
Quest
can
was.
Can I turn Derek's headphones off?
Yes. Quest was better.
See, I don't have a clue.
Quest was better.
I know it's. I know kind of what where it's going, but I
Derek, you got it?
I think I have.
Where you got?
It's the NBA experience.
That's correct. The NBA experience in downtown Disney Springs.
Extinct means it's no longer there.
Yeah.
Why did they put that
in thinking it was going to be good?
Yeah.
Drafted, that was a big part of it, is you could like have your go through the draft experience.
See, I wasn't in Disney Springs in my mind. I was like you. Well, like was Animal a, Kingdom.
Yeah, so all that we have left is Epcot and Animal Kingdom. Mm-hmm. Derek is up 3-0.
He's going to go ahead and dominate.
Don't give up. You sound like Keegan. It's over.
He's Scotty Scheffler. He's Scotty Scheffler. He's running away with it right here, like the Masters.
All right, here we go. Question number four. Waste of space. That could describe a lot of things.
That is a lot of stuff.
Disney World. Waste of space. Great theming. That's clue number two. Great theming.
Journey of Water.
Waste of space.
No, not Moana Journey of Water.
Waste of space, great theming. Waste of space.
Waste of space, great theming. Number three, logging. Logging.
You know.
And clue number, we'll just go ahead and give you clue number four.
Just wait. Okay.
Extra socks. Extra socks needed.
So it's a water ride.
Waste of space. Great theming, logging, extra socks.
Oh.
A friend of ours once said this was the worst ride in all of
that would
of
have
Disney
to be
World.
The, see, I
Derek is
game.
Just stumped over
I,
here.
I know. I would think it's the whatever the water ride is at Animal Kingdom, but I cannot think of the name of it.
I tell you what, Craig, we're going to let you have it.
Yeah, we'll give it
Derek,
to you.
Derek, do you want
to
help him?
I don't.
Cali River Rapids.
Yes, I cannot
we
think of that.
We were looking for Cali River Rapids.
See, I just go, I would be terrible on a game too. Show.
So, hey, Craig's on the board. Ding!
Yeah, with one.
Okay, 3-1.
There's no chance. Is this worth 3 points?
Well, we still got other ones.
Oh, okay. This is just this category.
Yes.
Okay.
This is just Disney World.
So, we're down to Epcot.
Oh.
Down to Epcot.
Okay.
It's your mind.
Underappreciated.
That's a few things. That could be a few things.
It could be. Clue number two. End of night.
Oh, the flag. Retreat.
We're at Epcot.
No.
Oh.
No. End of night.
Harmonious.
Clue number three. Relaxing. Underappreciated. End of night. Relaxing.
Do you know?
This is making for great.
No, my guess. Bucket. I don't know what the name is.
What's your guess?
It'd be the light show on Spaceship Earth.
It's not that.
Oh.
Clue number four. This may give it away. Wee wee. Wee wee.
What's going on in France?
Something that is undepreciated. and relaxing.
Oh, would it? No, it wouldn't be the Skyliner.
No.
Would it be? I don't even know that name of it.
I'll just give y'all a hint. It's something I want to do literally every time we go, and we've never done it.
The France movies, but I can't think of what it's called.
We'll let you have it, Craig.
Ding. Oh, France.
Impressions de France.
Impressions de France.
It's not. Oh, Canada's not even there anymore, Craig. It's now Canada far and wide.
Okay.
But Impressions de France. My last clue was theater.
Did you see Canada fart and what? What'd you say?
Canada fart. Gosh. This is pointless. We should not have done this.
No, this is great. Thank you, Samantha.
Yeah.
Why is it at the end of the night?
Because that's the only time it's shown.
Oh, why?
They show Beauty and the Beast sing-along all day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a reason for it. He was in Old Canada. I was saying Martin Short.
I miss Impressions de France.
Wasn't Martin Short in that one? Old Canada?
Because as much as I like it, I don't want to end my night in a theater.
Right.
You know? So I wish they offered it more hours of the day. Every time we go, no matter who I'm with, nobody wants to do it. Y'all have said we'll do it. The Rochelles have said we'll do it.
Can you get some ice cream,
Sissy,
before you go in there?
Now, nope. Sissy never says we'll do it.
Where exactly is it? I mean, how do you get to it?
It's like if you walk straight toward the Eiffel Tower.
Okay.
You know how you take a left to go back to Las Halles?
Right.
If you keep going straight, you go right into that theater. The exit of the theater comes into Las Halles.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but that's
you,
right.
But you wouldn't know that.
No, one time we did that. We did not.
That's not true.
Derek, did we not do one of them?
That's not true. We said we were going to. Both of y'all were like, hey, let's do all the films.
Oh, I remember doing them all.
No,
we did China. Did we did O Canada.
No, I know we did not. We did not.
I promise you we did.
We did not. We did one.
Because half of them didn't have where you could sit down. You had to lean against that bar.
That's true.
We did do. I think we did do...
We did China.
We did China.
We did China.
We did Canada.
We did one of them.
No.
No, we didn't do Canada.
I don't think we did it.
We did so.
Craig's getting angry. Yeah. Let's move on.
We did several of them.
Hey.
There's only three.
Derek's up.
I remember Martin Short in Canada, correct?
Yep.
And I remember China because of
but
Great
that
Wall
mean you
and all
did
that.
It with us.
Yes, I did.
We did.
Who else am I going to do with?
I don't know. Well, Craig, Derek's up 3-2. Derek's up 3-2.
We're not going full Derek on this one.
We're going to move to Disneyland, which you've never been to, Craig.
Yeah.
Derek has.
I got a great opportunity here.
Here we go.
I'm going to make a huge comeback.
Stupid.
Here we go.
Should have done these first.
Here we go. Main Street.
Main Street. No, that's
Main
my guess.
Main Street. No.
Walt.
Clue number two. Long line.
Starbucks.
Long, ooh, good guess, but no. Long line. Main Street, long line. Clue number three, deep fried.
Cookies, chocolate, Oreo cookies.
Deep fried.
No.
Main Street, long line, deep fried. Next clue is, and this is the last clue I got, corn dog spot. Corn dog spot.
I haven't been to Disneyland. I would guess it would be Casey's, but I don't know if they got a Casey's.
Not Casey's,
there.
No.
It's not Casey's. Red Wagon's over at the other
Little
place.
Red Wagon. Oh, that's correct. Oh, okay. The Little Red Wagon.
I thought it was
at the
other
end of Main Street. Now, you can mobile order there and not deal with that long line. You can also get the same corn dog at the Corn Dog Castle in California Adventure. So there's a
of
tip.
Of course, yeah, because I've been there so many times. I remember all that.
I think when Craig gets one of these, he gets 2 points.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
And in the Disney Cruise Line category, you each get 3 points if you get one.
Nice. I do have a chance.
I've made that executive
What's
decision.
What's the score right now? 4-1? 5-1?
It's 4-2.
Mm-hmm. Derek's
up. You got that movie in France and that water ride at Animal Kingdom. So the name of its password, and he hasn't said the word yet. But we've given him the points.
It's the pass idea.
4-2. Here we go. Up next, Catchy Tunes. Catchy Tunes.
Like this is still Disneyland. Right, this is still Disneyland.
Yep.
Okay. Catchy Tunes.
Catchy Tunes. Catchy Tunes.
Okay.
Next clue. Whip It. Whip It.
Catchy Tunes, Whip It.
I don't remember a show having Devo in it.
Whip It good.
Okay, next clue. Country Slang. Country Slang. Question.
Cars Land.
Ooh, you're getting warm.
Oh, no, he's giving us extra clues.
Clue number four. Better Than Aliens. better than Aliens.
Told Mater's Junkyard Jamboree.
Mater's Junkyard Jamboree, is that where, that's correct.
Is that where that ride used to be? Aliens?
No, so Alien Swirling Saucers is the exact same ride system.
Oh, okay. But it, I was thinking Aliens like the old
instead
Aliens.
Instead, you're riding. Whipping around in little tractors.
And you said it's much better.
Yeah. Now, for your one-day visit in May, it's probably not worth your time.
Right.
But it's fun. Good music. Yeah, Radiator Springs. That was my Mater. Derek leads 5-2. Craig, I got faith in you right here. Okay, you ready?
I appreciate it.
Here we go. Bubbles.
That's a Country Bear Jamboree.
What? No.
And Bubbles will come out of the ceiling.
That's not her name, is it?
I don't
think it's Bubbles.
Trixie.
Number two, Overlay.
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 The password is Overlay.
I'm going to put a clue in here that'll help Craig.
Oh.
Clue number three.
Wait, say what the other ones were.
Bubbles, Overlay.
In the Space Mountain?
No.
Or Hyperspace Mountain?
No. Clue number three.
Home Mansion?
Used to be in Magic Kingdom.
Not Toads.
Not Toads. Derek, do you know it?
Cinderella, Spooky Adventure.
No. Derek's off of quiet.
Cinderella.
Clue number four.
Snow White, sorry.
Clue number four. Claustrophobic.
The submarines.
The Finding Nemo subs.
I don't know what's called there.
The Finding Nemo submarine voyage.
General idea.
And Derek already knew it. He just over smiled and didn't answer it.
No. I did not know it.
Did you not really?
No. Clue number five was going to be Bruce. Bruce.
I feel like the little kid that you're like, it's all right, little fella. You're going to get these.
You feel like Jim at the yes. Caramel Kitchen.
Yeah. Hey, it's okay.
I'm nervous. It's all right.
You're going to get one. Time. Yeah.
It's all right.
You're going to get one.
Okay. So it's Craig got 2 points for that one. So it's 5-4.
Oh, I'm coming back.
Here we go. Fairly new.
Frozen.
That wasn't a clue.
Oh. Okay.
Clue number two. Like a college.
Monster University.
Oh, good guess, but no. Fairly new.
Like a college.
Like a college.
Like a college.
I think he said lack of college.
Oh. Clue number three. Yeah. Superheroes.
Collagen.
Collagen?
Yeah.
Superheroes.
Superheroes. Lack of collagen. Superheroes.
Lack of collagen. Like a college.
Oh. Superheroes. Like a college.
Okay, we're going to have to
speak. Monster Universe. No. Marvel University School of Thought.
Good guess, but no.
Oh.
Iron Man, Spider-Man, Doctor Strange, rides, shows, dining establishments.
That's what it is.
An entire land.
Didn't it just say Marvel World?
We'll give you 1 point. Avengers Campus.
Avengers Campus. Sorry.
Not Marvel University School of Thought.
That was close.
I do like Avengers Campus.
It's
a cool place.
I was
now Derek hadn't been since 2014, right?
Okay.
So it's been 10 years.
Did you not know that one?
No.
I was thinking on the line, but I couldn't get Marvel out of my head.
Yep. You were close. Campus. You're right on it. So Craig, it's now 5-5. Right?
Oh my goodness.
This is the last
6-5.
No, I gave him 1 point for that one.
No,
yeah.
He just got one.
I'm not giving him Marvel University School of Thought when it's Avengers Campus.
I hadn't named any of the other rides either, though, but, you know, I got points for it.
It's all for the listeners. Okay, last Disneyland question. Okay. Classic.
Okay.
Classic.
Steamboat Willie.
Alice in Wonderland.
No.
Toad's Wild Ride.
Second clue, Rough.
Piper Space Mountain.
No, that's just Disney World.
Hyperspace?
No, like, it's only Rough at Disney World.
Oh, that's right.
Classic, Rough. I think this is going to give it away.
Son of Beast.
Matterhorn.
Matterhorn is correct. Oh. The Matterhorn bobsleds. My next clue was Yodel.
Did you hear my answer?
No.
I said Son of Beast.
The next clue is Yodel, followed by Furry Snowman. So, congratulations. Derek takes the lead into the final.
Man.
6-5.
So close.
We've got a barn burner here.
And we're going to dominate on this cruise ship one.
Disney Cruise Line. Here we go. Neither of you have been on a Disney cruise. But after this round, you'll both want to book one.
Let me say, Samantha, I'm sorry this has been the biggest disappointment.
Oh, Samantha's having a great time. Great time. We're giving the listeners what they want, Craig.
That's true.
Here we go. I don't even have these written down. Okay. I'm going to say them off the top of my head. Are we
Buffet.
Ready?
So you're going against the Universal, which is what you said earlier.
Yep, no Universal.
So we're going
back to Disney
Cruise.
Back
to the bad idea. Okay.
Okay. Back to the dumb idea. You said it was dumb.
Okay.
And this is where I get my revenge. Here we go.
Okay.
Safe seas.
That's two words.
Safe seas. It didn't have to be one word.
I think it does for password.
Safe seas.
Safe seas. Lifeboat.
Mustard drill.
Family beach.
Oh,
Family
K.
Beach.
Old Key West.
No, the K.
Peppermint bark.
Ugh. Peppermint bark.
Something K.
I'm trying to play this game like Matthew and just scream out whatever comes to me.
Number three, Island Paradise.
I don't know what else to name of it. Derek, maybe he's going to get this.
Remember, you get 3 points if you get them right.
Why don't you give us a hint of what the name of the K is?
Well, it's pronounced
it's not
key.
K, it's key.
It's pronounced key, but it's spelled K.
It depends.
I've heard it both
next
ways.
Clue.
Yeah.
Next clue. Wilson.
That's Castaway K.
Castaway Key.
Castaway Key. We're going to give it to Craig.
I think it's named, it's
Castaway
K also.
Key.
Sometimes it's the Caribbean's K.
You're only getting 2 points for that one, okay? Oh, Castaway so Key. Yes, the Disney's private island, Castaway Key. Woo.
Peppermint bark.
Why did you say peppermint bark when I said family beach?
Viva La France.
This words came to my head.
Hey, episode 250 might be the end. It could be like the real end.
Viva La France with a baguette.
Okay, here we go. Next one. Buffet legs. Buffet legs.
Okay.
Cabanas.
I'm with you so far.
That's correct. Cabanas is correct. You get 3 points.
That's impressive.
I remember.
3 points.
I should have got that because that was buffet legs.
Hey. Three meals a day, Derek. You can go to Cabanas.
I wouldn't be able to get off the boat away so much.
Exactly.
I would eat my weight.
In egg rolls.
In egg rolls.
Okay. So, Craig just got... You just got 3 points, which puts you at 9. Craig has 2, so he's at 7. 9-7. All right. Are you ready? Here we go.
I'm nervous.
Oldest...
Wish.
Oldest.
Ooh. Good guess.
That's the newest.
Dream.
No.
Aladdin.
I don't even know what they're named.
Craig's Weird Ropes. Craig.
Magic.
That's correct. 3 points.
Boom!
Craig. The Disney Magic is the oldest ship, and Craig performs magic tricks.
Oh, it's magic.
With ropes of different sizes. Craig now takes the lead 10-9. What a game this
domination.
Is.
Domination.
What a game this is.
Take that, Derek.
Okay.
Is it one or two left?
Two left.
Ooh.
Just two remain. Here we go. Rotational dining. Rotational dining. I don't know if y'all will know this one, honestly.
I don't know what it's
We're going to do our best. Rotational dining. Number two, changing colors.
Kaleidoscope.
Huh?
Artist palette.
I tell you what, I want to give you credit. It's Animator's Palette.
Oh, animator.
That's correct. 3 points. The Animator's Palette restaurant.
That's pretty good, Derek.
Now, we'll say it only... Animator's Palette is different on different ships. On the Magic... It does change colors. It starts out black and white and gains color. On the Treasure and the Dream, I'm sorry, the Fantasy and the Dream, it's already colorful and they just have different shows.
How did you, do you remember that or just, does it guess?
He said color, something about color.
He's researched this, Craig.
Palette.
He's ready to book a Disney cruise.
It's not the same kind of palette I really think of a lot.
K.
I think of like palettes of,
key.
Right now.
Pronounce key. This is it, Craig.
Hey.
Palettes of
Derek
computers.
Is up. He is now taking a 12-10 lead. So this is it. This is for all the marbles.
All the baguettes.
I'm defeated.
All
it's
Marie,
over.
The baguettes. Hurry up. Guys, you've done 4 Disney Cruise Line questions. On this last one, Derek's up 12-10. For 3 points, we're going to go back to Disney World in Orlando, Florida. Something you're a little more familiar
with. So you're telling me I got a chance.
I'm telling you both you got a chance. Okay, here we go. Liberty Square.
That's kind of quiet. I don't...
Liberty Square.
Liberty Square, okay.
Liberty Square.
Liberty Tree Tavern. Liberty Bell.
Next clue.
Oh.
Voice Lessons. Voice Lessons by Ichabod Crane.
Headless Horseman.
Liberty Square.
He's not the Headless Horseman.
Voice lessons by Ichabod Crane.
Ichabod, you're Sleepy Hollow.
History with the Muppets history.
Next clue, it's here all year. It's here all year.
Ye Old Christmas Shop.
That is correct. Ye Old Christmas Shop. And Derek Newsome takes the win.
That's impressive.
My next clue was Tis the Season. So do you know the Ichabod Crane
reference? No, I didn't know. No.
So this is one of my favorite details in the park. There's a sign above the entrance to the Ye Old Christmas Shop, and it says Voice Lessons by Ichabod Crane here, or by appointment only, or something. There's a reference to old Ichabod up there.
That's cool.
Yeah. Look forward to next time you walk by.
One
of my favorite little details. Guys, I hope you had fun. I don't think Craig did.
No, it's always fun. I'm just not good at it.
I enjoyed it. Hey,
it's what the listeners want.
Derek, you know so much about Disney Cruise Line. It's time for you to book it.
He dominated Disney Cruise Line.
He got Cabanas and Artist Point. And yeah. I break out a Tom Hanks reference for you to get Castaway Key, but that was okay.
Okay.
And he got that one.
Okay. Okay. Listeners, let us know how you did. Let us know whether or not you enjoyed that. That means Derek will host the next episode of Disney Parks Password, should one happen.
In the next 100.
If that's the case, I'll never host one.
It's now time for a segment we like to call
Grim.
Grinning.
Greatness.
Derek has our Grim Grinning Greatness question for tonight. Okay. You know, it's just, you got to stay positive, Craig.
Here he goes.
The only way you're ever going to defeat the evil is to overcome it with positivity. What's your question?
On a real game show, you have to pick an animatronic. Who would be your representative to be on a quiz show such as Password? For you.
Out of all animatronics, who would you choose
Jeopardy,
to host,
any host a game like show? A general knowledge game quiz show.
Who would you pick?
Of the animatronics.
Who would you pick to compete to win?
Compete on your behalf, yeah. I'm going to go Ben Franklin. I think he was a smart guy. I don't know how much he would know about stuff after he died, but I'd roll the dice.
Uh-huh. He's pretty wise. Worldly man. That's a good call. Good answer.
I don't know if he would come without Mark, though.
Yeah, they're pretty close.
They're inseparable. Craig, who are you taking?
I'm taking the robot from Star Tours, the one that when you come in and he's talking.
What's
stuff.
His name? I can't think of his name. That's something
because he was actually repurposed from somewhere too.
Uh huh.
I'm trying to think where he was repurposed from.
You're right. It was. We're really showing our lack of intel.
Well, it's just too late.
It's late in the graveyard.
Yep.
Oh, that's a good answer, Craig. It's a very good answer. I'm going to go with the shaman in Navi River Journey.
Even though she's being replaced, she's the best animatronic.
She's a shaman. She knows things.
She knows
things. And she'll intimidate. She's huge.
Can she communicate those words?
Ah-he-wa.
Abida.
Yeah, she can.
Okay.
Listeners, thank you for joining us on this very fun episode of the Grim Grinning Guys.
Wait a second.
Next week, we celebrate 250
years
episodes. 250 episodes. Feels like 250 years. We thank you for sticking with us. Samantha, thank you for the show idea. We always appreciate those. Craig, do you have anything you want to share before we leave?
I'm just trying. It's the Star Tours droid.
You look like you're betwixt in between.
And he was actually a geese from America Scenes.
A goose.
Goose.
Yes.
Goosey Goosey.
What's his name? Doesn't he have a name?
Here.
That's what it is, yes.
These two. It just says Star Tours droid.
All right.
But he has a name. He says his name, doesn't he?
I don't know.
But he was a geese. He was a goose. He was a gooser.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
He's oxen.
Guys, it's been fun. Oxen. Until next time, as you leave, be sure to
beware the hitchhiking ghost.
Hurry back.
Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back.